like a dangerous thing for me though. I buy everything when that's I'm what I'm at saying. The grocery store. I'm like, I get to the front, it's like $300. I'm like, what the fuck for me and Josh? Like, what the hell?
Actually, my favorite place to be high is at like the home, like a plant store. Yeah. Home Depot or Lowe's, I'm like,
but so. Also I go ham. I like don't think about money and I just throw ever. That's I'm like, I need this plan. I need this plan. I need this plan.
But it's like,
this
so, it's like the most calming Max. Thing ever.
Yeah, it's yeah. bad.
At TJ Maxx, that's where I need
it. Oh my God. I did that the other morning. I was fucked up at don't TJ Maxx and I got, oh, shut up. Shut up.
It's okay.
Stop.
It's okay.
Is it a spider?
It's a very small one. It's okay.
Ah, okay. Get it off.
It's really small. It's not on
oh my God. Oh my God.
It's not on you. Okay.
Got why it. Is it in here?
It dropped down from the ceiling on a little web.
Oh my God, are you? Oh my God.
It's okay, it's gone, and it was really small, but I knew it was, yeah, I was like, oops, she's not going to want that near her.
Above my head?
Yeah. Yeah.
I know, oh, I know, I get so like.
Dude, I'm going to need a full shower after that.
It was, I couldn't tell if it was a mosquito or a spider. It was really, really, really tiny though.
Oh.
I know.
Hi friends, and welcome back to the sesh. I am Kendall Ray.
And joined. You survived a spider attack.
I did. Holy shit. I'm still like out of breath. Spiders are one of my biggest fears.
I know, dude.
I have real arachnophobia.
It's disgusting. I feel that.
They
I know.
Freak me out. Like I know gross. Some people really like spiders and I like Charlotte's Web, you know. I'm not trying to be a hater on the spiders, but.
Oh, I am.
There's just something about how fast they move and how many legs they have that is not
them.
Okay with
I
me.
I agree.
I don't trust them.
I don't trust the spiders. Dude, last night there was apparently a giant spider in our house. I was just hanging out eating and all of a sudden John was like, can you please get me a paper towel? And I was like, oh God. And he was like, there's a very large spider. And I was like, oh God, if he's saying it's large, it must be really large. And I was like, how big? And he pulls out, it's like that big, oh, like no. bigger than a quarter.
Oh, I hate that.
And we never found it. It literally went, what? It literally went under I our baseboard.
I would have slept in the studio.
Oh, we spent 20 minutes. He was spraying bug spray. He was like putting like caulking in it to like try and make it stay in there. Like,
wow.
It was disgusting.
Dude, that happened to us while we were in Mexico last week. Josh and I we stayed at a resort for our anniversary. And the first day we were in our room, Josh was like, don't move. Just get up very slowly from your chair and walk towards the bed. And I was like, what? And I was so scared that it was on me, but it was on the curtain behind me. And it was like a wolf spider. It was like a big quarter size one like that.
No.
And it had a fucking nest full of babies with it.
Ew, see, now that makes me.
And Josh just went ham on all of them. I know some people will not like that. I'm sorry. He had to kill it though. I can't handle that.
Oh no.
I'd have to move rooms and I didn't want to inconvenience them. So.
Oh my God. Wait, the babies were like running around.
Yeah, they were all around like this one area. It like looked like the sack had just opened, which I have like spider trauma because I was at my friend Molly's house as a kid and we were like laying in her bed at night, like looking up at the ceiling and talking. And then all of a sudden, all these little speckles, I thought my eyes were like bugging out at first. Like it just like looked like all these black things were on the ceiling. And it was because this huge nest popped right over her bed. And there was like thousands all over her. Oh my God. We couldn't
Every
even sleep in there
that
night.
Every time you tell that story to me, I literally want to throw up.
I was super scarred.
And I remember one time at your house when we were kids, there was a summer where your basement was infested with spiders.
Oh yeah. We had some major spider problem in the basement. I would be so afraid to like be down there or. Oh my God. One time I slept on the floor down there and I woke up and there was one like in my hair and one on my hand and I never slept down there again. I was like, fuck that.
Dude, we were at the cenotes actually walking around and I looked down and I felt this little tickle and it was a big ass spider on my leg. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to start screaming at this. It's like very sacred, beautiful place. And yeah. I was like, oh shit. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. And John just looks down and he goes, oh wow. And I was like, oh, oh fuck. Oh fuck. And I was like taking my sunglasses and trying to get it off really quick. And the guy was like, what's wrong? And I was like, oh, there was just a large spider. I was like, but I didn't scream. I was like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. I hate spiders. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Welcome back to the show. Thank you for being patient with us. We had a week off, not last week, but the week before.
Yeah.
But we like pre-recorded.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
Yeah. We hope you guys enjoyed our little game with the boys.
Yeah, it was fun.
But Jenna and I are back. And what's going on? What's going on with you?
Well, let's see. I'm very sick.
Yeah.
Or getting over being so. I'm two negative COVID tests in though, so I don't have COVID. I'm vaccinated. I'm not worried. I don't want you guys to worry. Like, yes, I'm with them, but I'm not contagious anymore.
Well, she's already had antibiotics for.
Yeah,
she's. That's why she wasn't at Mile Higher this week, though.
Yes. Well, yeah, I can't stop coughing, and I know I sound a little weird, but I did take some cough medicine, so I'm going to try really hard not to cough.
It's kind of sexy
this.
Though. Like, it's like a nice smokiness to your voice.
You.
Yeah, I like it.
Let me know. Yeah, it doesn't feel sexy, I'll tell you that. My nose is like popping and like my ears are popping and
and your skin is peeling like a lizard.
Oh right, yeah. And then I got a really bad sunburn.
Yeah.
So I Mexico won.
Yeah, Mexico won definitely.
Mexico won.
Definitely. I got a few injuries, quite a few.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to heal this scar up, this bitch.
Dude, yeah. Then we have club crab. We'll have to tell you about that.
Oh, yeah. That was fun. I didn't even make it to the cenotes.
No, yeah.
Sadly.
Went too hard at a club. And yeah. Not full of humans, I'll tell you that. We created our own.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. But then what else is up with me? Yeah, I'm just getting ready for our family reunion. That's coming up in like a week, actually, from today.
Yeah. I'm actually completely emotionally exhausted. I know. Not going to lie. Like, I feel so tired right now that I feel hungover. And so I'm coping with it by having a Bloody Mary.
This fucking like a
responsible adult.
She goes, I'm exhausted. I was like, dude, your Bloody Mary's going to make you tired. She goes, oh, well, don't worry. I had 4 shots of espresso before this.
Dude, I didn't know how I was going to make it through the day. And then I'm such an idiot. Yesterday, Janelle was over. And I was telling her, I was like, I have to get to sleep because I've been on a fucked up sleep schedule since we got back from Mexico. And I was literally filming a video last, like a couple days ago till 12:30. I was like, okay, I cannot do this shit. Like, why am I doing this? Because I just got all like, Josh and I would stay up really late and we'd sleep in, you know, you get like used to that kind of like whatever, but I just haven't been transitioning back off of it. And I told Janelle yesterday, I'm like, I'm going to go to sleep early and I'm not going to nap today. And I didn't.
Yeah, I know.
But I got in like a creative mood and I could not stop. We like started editing our family memorial video.
Yes.
And our grandparents had a camera in like the fucking 50s.
It's crazy.
And they filmed
guys.
Everything like from before our uncle was born, our oldest
of the three
uncle. Like, it's crazy. And they have everything and all these cute clips of them. They were together since like 7th grade. So I basically edited their entire life in the last 24 hours. Like, once I started, I could not stop. It was just so cute and emotional. And like, I don't even know how to describe it. Working on it was like healing, but also
kind of trippy though, because it's putting, when I was like going through the footage at first, I was like looking at my grandparents who were in that footage younger than I am now. And they've passed away. And it's like, whoa, it was really bizarre to see.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm having a bit of a like existential crisis at the moment. So I could cry at any moment. Yeah. And it's a Pisces or it's a Cancer moon right now. Even worse.
Even worse.
I'm really going through
it's Mercury retrograde.
Like, I cried so much. My eyes feel so puffy. I cannot even see the little screens. Like, I already have bad vision. Yeah, but normally I can like kind of squint and see them. But my eyes are so irritated and puffy right now. And like,
dude, it's been really emotional.
It really
has. It's just wild watching your grandparents and then your parents grow up. And then we have footage from our childhood and putting it all together.
That really destroyed me. I started working on that at like 10. Finding our like clips of our just little things Janelle and I were doing and like seeing our mannerisms and just like feeling like it wasn't that long ago. And it's 20 years ago that I'm
watching things, be like, God, I remember that shirt. I remember that bathing suit so well. I remember that house so well. Like,
And seeing their whole life play out in this video was very surreal because it just made me think about my own life. Like, you just can't help but think about your future grandkids, like editing your life up and what it would look like. And I'm really like, I need to take better video and represent myself better.
All the video of me is like drunk in Mexico.
Like, I didn't take any footage of me like sitting on a beach. Like, they have all these cute videos and photos of them on beaches, like posing and like looking like they're straight up in The Notebook.
It's insane.
And then we're like drunk dancing on a table next to the beach.
We can't even put down that's not
we
going
we barely take photos. Like, we were like, oh, we're gonna take so many photos on this trip, like follow our Instagram, we're gonna be posting it up. We didn't post a single thing because both of us broke our phones like 2 days into it. Sydney finished mine off. I got it wet several times, and then one night me and Sydney were really drunk in my room and I was singing and Sydney was like, you have such a good voice. She was like coaching me on how to sing and sound better. And then she wanted like better acoustics on my phone. So she put my phone in my bathtub, but I had filled it with like a little bit of water to rinse my feet off because I just spray tanned. And she just like dunked it in for like a second and then it came out. And so we didn't have, and then you broke your phone too. What even happened to it?
Well, this thing, my phone's been like broken for a year on and off. And then it just randomly started rebooting itself over and over and over and was just like constantly restarting. So I didn't have a phone. I told you Mexico won, you guys,
for sure. We like didn't take any pictures. The last day we were stressing out. The sun was like setting and I was freaking out. I was like having anxiety attack.
Was so pissed off, like, because the sun was setting and we were like looking for something we couldn't find. We were like, we only have x amount of minutes till sunlight, like we're trying to get our hair on. We're like, guys, get in the fucking
fucking shower. Like,
oh yeah, the boys were like, what?
Let's do it. We had
to
like
coach them, and then we had to get this little tripod, and those are the only pictures we got while we were there. As far as like all of us,
they turned out cute.
But our grandparents did a really good job of like capturing everything, like just like swimming at the pool.
I know they had like everything.
I'm like, I gotta like step it up before I have kids. That's the other thing with this damn slideshow is it's really not doing good things for my baby fever. Like it's making it much, much worse. Oh, and now I feel like I want like four kids.
You're like, yeah,
I want like bigger family, the better. I want four video sections of my babies being born now.
Dude,
like family's all there is at the end, man.
I know. It's crazy to think about.
All that matters. I know. It's like the amount of trivial bullshit I worry about in my day.
Yeah.
Like following the H3 podcast drama fight and like the fucking responses. And I'm like,
it's like,
I was watching so much of it. And then I like stopped yesterday and just edited my family video. And I felt so much better going to bed last night. I was like, wow, this shit really doesn't matter. Like YouTube drama and.
It doesn't matter at all.
No, not at all.
I don't want to like. You only have so much energy in the day. I'm not trying to spend 80% of it following else someone's drama and, oh, they just posted a video on this Twitter and this is like,
yeah.
For what at the end of the day?
I know. For what?
For what?
For some fucking views. And then, yeah.
I don't know. We're so all over the place.
I know. That's how my brain literally feels. I've had a very frazzled week. Like the energy feels
just
a little off.
I feel like we unplugged completely in Mexico, which I was so thankful for. Like I didn't bring my laptop. I didn't have school. I didn't have work. Like it was amazing. And then we got back and we're like, holy shit. Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially with you getting sick.
And I got sick.
And when we say she got sunburned, she got like horribly burned.
Burn. I probably should have gone.
It was the worst
fucking
burn
urgent
I've ever
care.
Seen.
It was bubbling skin.
In person.
It was unbelievably painful. And it was so stupid. It happened in literally an hour.
Yeah.
I don't understand how my drunk ass was like, let me just do 1 hour of, okay. If you're ever listening, Hiram, which I know you're not, but if you are, please unplug because I didn't put sunscreen on for 1 hour on purpose.
Dude, I did it in Florida, like went 12 hours without reapplying once and burned.
Yeah.
I got so burned, but not as bad as you. That was, like,
I don't know how.
That was horrible. Because
I get sunburned, but I also get tan. Like some people are just like, oh, I only burn. Like I do get tan. So I was like, I think I can handle this. And plus I was like 6 days into vacation by then.
Yeah.
Couldn't handle it.
No, your skin doesn't really like get a base tan. Like that's all very, people always say like, got to get a base and then you can just tan.
No.
Josh is like a no sunscreen type of dude. I had to like constantly be on him because he's like, I burn and then I turn brown and that's how I get a tan. And I'm like, dude, it's still bad for your skin.
You're still frying like, your ass.
When you're old, you're going to appreciate the sunscreen.
Absolutely.
I did so good. I didn't get a single burn.
I'm proud.
I was covering myself in the 50, but that's only because I had such a bad experience like 2 months earlier. I was like, I'm not doing this to myself again. And I got other injuries in Mexico. So
yeah,
thank God I didn't get burned as well.
You're still plenty injured.
Yeah. Yep. Well, yeah, I have this like nasty thing on my hand.
Guys,
look at the positioning of it. It's from fire coral.
Yeah. So we went snorkeling.
This was a dumbass move. On my part.
No, it wasn't your fault.
No, it kind of was. I feel responsible.
Coral?
I'm a little embarrassed even to tell this story.
Fire
because,
coral, though?
But like, there's very specific way to snorkel safely. And I did not do a good job of doing that.
Oh.
Like, we went out with a very low-key group of dudes who just kind of were like, avoid this one coral. Like,
it's orange with white tips.
But didn't tell us what it does or like anything about it.
Yeah.
And the thing when you're snorkeling is you got to kind of stay parallel and like close to the surface because you don't want to knock into the coral, obviously to protect yourself, but also to protect the reef.
Coral, yeah.
And it's kind of like the first rule other than wearing reef safe sunscreen to not fucking like, stand up at any point.
Yeah.
Unless you're like in an open area of water.
Right.
So we happened to go out there when it was pretty choppy. The weather kept like changing really fast.
It was weird.
So it was really wavy. And I was really proud of you, Sid. You went out there. She was scared.
I know. You killed it, Sid.
Can we put our selfie up?
Yeah, you guys' selfie
We worked
was
hard for that. We tried very hard. We were like drowning trying to do that.
I'm impressed. That was a good selfie, honestly.
Yeah, you did
for the
good,
conditions.
Sid. I was so proud of you. That was your first time snorkeling.
Yeah, honestly, Mexico, I conquered so many fears.
So proud of you.
Snorkeling was one of them. But I'm so glad I did it. It was fun. It was like kind of hard at times because the water was pretty choppy.
But it was pretty choppy.
But I remember you were like, it felt like I was in an aquarium.
Yeah, I would put my head like under the water and it was just like silent. And then all of a sudden, you know, you could just see the coral moving back and forth. So
yeah, there was some beautiful like fan coral in different colors. It was really gorgeous. And I had like one moment where I sucked up water through my mask and I like panicked because that's like the worst feeling. Yeah. You're like choking and you're also like kind of drowning and like trying to stay above the water and like fix your mask. And then my mask started filling with water because I tried to readjust it. So I was like, okay, I need to swim away. But I swam like a couple feet away from the coral to like an open spot.
Yeah.
But it was so wavy that it knocked me back in like a few seconds. And so I had my mask off and I was like trying to do the thing where you're like, you know, treading and like trying to readjust it and spit in the mask. And like, and then this wave came and I just, all of a sudden the coral was right underneath me and I put my hand out.
Oh.
And luckily I just got it on my hand and it's pretty healed up now. But it was gnarly looking at first. Yeah. I'm bleeding a ton.
Yeah, it was.
And this shit is like crazy, this fire coral. Like you can have a full-blown body allergic reaction. I was lucky I had a first aid kit with me and I had hydrocortisone cream to like settle it down. But it is not
thank
a good
God
thing.
You didn't like scrape your whole back or something.
And you can get the coral stuck. Like a lot of people have to get debridement, like the burn like treatments that we were talked about in the McDonald's video.
Yeah.
They literally have to like pull your skin. It's like the most painful thing. And people get it like their whole body knocks into the coral. So it could have been really bad.
Jesus.
And that's my word to the wise is like, you got to stay parallel while you're snorkeling. Okay.
Horizontal people. Okay.
Seriously. I felt like a dumbass and I've snorkeled a lot like since I was a kid. So I felt like an idiot.
It was rough out there.
I was embarrassed getting back in the boat with like a bloody hand. I was like, yeah, I know it was like pretty experienced, but yeah. Sydney made it back just fine. I didn't even make it to the cenotes.
I know, dude.
I was so bummed. Oh, luckily, God. I've seen them before, but I was most sad that I didn't get to see you guys experiencing them because I know it's so cool.
Blown away.
It's gorgeous.
Like it was probably the highlight of my trip. Honestly, it was unbelievable. The one in the cave, Sydney, was not like insane. It was like a different world. I'll put up pictures if you're listening. Go watch because it's good.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, though, like I think it was just cool because. Well, I've never seen anything like that in my life. And then the fact that, like, we were in the water and going, like, swimming in the dark with flashlights. Yeah, I was like, oh, my
that's
gosh.
Cool.
What were we going to see? Like, I had no idea that was even under there.
When you went to kind of the ceremony?
No, it was a different one.
This was a different one where you, like, get in and it's in a cave and it's dark. You have flashlights and you're, like, looking around. It was just
that's really
unbelievable.
Cool.
If you're not familiar with what cenotes are, they're like freshwater, natural occurring pools. There's like thousands of them on this coast of Mexico. Mm-hmm. And they're very, very clean, pure water.
Yeah.
Fresh.
Weren't they like made from like meteorites hitting?
It was from, wasn't it the main, like the
that was thing that like killed the dinosaurs.
Yeah, the one that, exactly, yeah.
But I wonder, like, I wasn't sure if like, if it was like, if they were all, like if all the cenotes were like different meteors, if it was all just like the one meteorite that killed everything.
Honestly, I don't know.
It could have been like one major shower.
Because I remember them telling us about that when I went. This was like years ago. Mm-hmm. But
they've been there a long time.
Yeah, they're all connected.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which
yeah,
is
because it is like a little, like it is almost like on, is it on the shore? Kind of?
Oh.
Like not the shore, but is it?
Yeah, they fall. They seem to follow the shoreline, just from what I know about
definitely.
Them.
Yeah,
they're not like really in the middle.
I think they go like a few miles, but yeah, they're definitely on that coast
for the majority.
Of them,
mm-hmm.
They're gorgeous. Yeah, I've gotten to go luckily before to one of them. I didn't get to go to two of the ones that they got to, but I was so bummed out. Oh my God, I was so upset the morning when I couldn't go. So the night before, we were we were going to dinner. In Tulum, and
we stayed north of Tulum in Akmal.
Yes, and we stayed in a very safe area, and we like pretty much just stayed at our villa that we had, and like, you know, tried because there is a lot of cartel activity, and it can be very dangerous.
Yeah.
So one night we were like, we're gonna go out to dinner though, and we drove down to downtown Tulum, and like 20 minutes before we got there, there was cartel shooting right where tourists were, like could have been like in the fire.
Yeah.
And they shut the street down. And so we were like, okay, we're not going to. So we didn't ever get to go out into the town, which was really upsetting. Because after that, we all got really freaked out because we were like, damn, we could have been there 20 minutes earlier. Janelle had like a panic attack.
Yeah, I was not doing well.
I was worried about you. I was texting Corelli like, oh my God, Janelle's freaking out.
I was just like, couldn't believe how close we were to potentially getting in the middle of that. And then I was just feeling really sad because I was such a beautiful country. I want to experience the culture so bad. And I was like, now we have to go back. And it's just,
it's scary.
It was scary.
But yeah, it kind of sucked at that point. So we were like, kind of coped with our anxiety by drinking a bunch of tequila, like a lot of tequila.
What else we have to do?
Like, this dude was pouring us the biggest shots I've ever seen. They were like double shots.
Yeah.
To the brim. Like he would, and I've never seen anyone pour with such grace. You'd get it completely to the top and then stop even.
Perfect.
Every time.
Every single time. We're so, like, another one.
Yep. And we were fucked by the time we got back home, and we like danced around. And then, so our pool had these like, pillar things that had like wood attached to them, and there's like kind of this awning thing, and on one of the pillars it's like connected to this sandy area where all these like hundreds of hermit crabs hang out, and these iguanas. There's like these two iguanas, we'd always like say hi to them.
Yeah.
And so the hermit crabs would come across onto this night, like, yeah,
they were coming out, they were alive, like obviously yeah, they were alive, but they were
sometimes
like,
they'd be in the pool, or like big crabs would actually be in the pool, and we'd rescue them.
So many crabs, you guys. We probably saved like at least 6 crabs.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, Jared, remember that one night we put on her boyfriend like put on a mask and was like trying to find them. We were like snorkeling in the pool. So that day it was the day after Ariana Grande's and The Weeknd's amazing performance at the iHeart Radio music, whatever the hell.
Yeah, whatever the fuck.
It was like unbelievable. If you haven't heard it, her voice is unhuman. It's crazy.
Literally.
So we wanted the crabs to experience the experience that we were experiencing, because all day we were playing this live show. Like, we repeated it like 4 or 5 times while we were getting ready.
And we couldn't go out and go to any clubs. We're like,
yeah,
we'll bring the club here.
Exactly. We'll make a club for the crabs. So we like huddled around this like thingy where they can come across like a little bridge, basically. And we like had a light. We like put on a strobe on our phone. That's probably also how my phone broke. I had it like in the pool, and I was playing the Weeknd's performance
on repeat. Well, yeah. Britney Spears also came.
Yes. And Lady Gaga. And we did Rain on Me for sure.
Yep.
Because they needed to experience that. Yep. Of course. I mean, that's the best club song, right?
Yep.
So we're like literally sitting on the bottom of the pool for like 2 hours, and Josh got in on it too. Josh was into it. He was like, club crab.
I was the recruiter. Yes. You were the bouncer. Yep. Josh was VIP. Like, we literally would place crabs in a better spot on the pillar if they were VIP. We were losing our fucking minds.
We were so drunk. That was definitely the most drunk I was the entire trip. I barely remember a lot of it. And the whole time I'm sitting there and my ass is being torn apart by the bottom of the pool. Like, you know, when you get those little things on your toes, if you like walk around a pool too much, you get like red, like
raw. Which we also all had those.
Yeah, we
had
those. So I started wearing pool shoes in, and I wore them that night, but I forgot about my legs. And I was sitting there just like.
For like 2-3 hours, we were playing Club Crab. Like,
yeah, we were into it.
We were into Club Crab.
We were. And then that night I was laying there, and I knew at like 2 a.m. that I was fucked. I got up to like go to the bathroom, and I could barely walk. Like, my whole ass was just torn to shreds. Like, there was these scrapes down them, all down the side.
Oh,
it was so bad. Even my knees, like the side of my knees.
And the sad part is, when we finally decided to close Club Crab for the night, I remember watching you get out of the pool, and I saw your butt, and I was like,
"You saw
it?" Like, I saw it was really red, and in my drunk mind, I was like, "Fuck, that's not good." And I was like, "The cenotes are tomorrow." I was like, "She's not going to be happy." And then I was like, "Whatever." And then I went to sleep. And then the next day, yeah,
I knew I was fucked when I woke up, but I really wanted to go. I was like, I'm not gonna miss the best day of this trip. Like, that sucks so bad. So I was like the first one up. I was walking around the house just trying to have a good attitude. I was like, I'll just power through it.
Know, like, you're only so next one. Like, do you need any saltines? Do you need anti-nausea? I was like, this bitch can barely walk. Why is she trying
every
to
morning
me?
I was like trying to make sure everyone was like okay, because Janelle would wake up nauseous a lot of the mornings. Yeah. I didn't want anyone to like fuck up the day, but then I did. It was so bad. At one point, I like put something on it, like an antibacterial thing, and it just lit it up. Like, it felt like I was crying. I was crying trying to walk up the stairs. I like at one point like had to like crawl into my bed, and I was laying there with the fan like on my ass, and Josh came in and he's like, are you gonna go? And I was like, no, I don't think I can move, dude. Like, there's no way I'm getting a swimsuit on. And he was just like rubbing hydrocortisone cream on my butt. And he was like, I can stay here with you, babe. I can stay with you. And I'm like, dude, no, I'm not going to ruin your time as well. Like, you got to go. And like, seriously, 5 minutes before you guys were going to leave, I got like major FOMO. And I was like, no, I am going. And I went in the bathroom and tried to put my swimsuit on. And Josh was just watching me like, okay, babe, like, this could be really bad. There's going to be bugs. Like, we're going to be.
And thank God you didn't. Because holy shit, were there mosquitoes?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I wouldn't have liked that.
I got eaten alive.
Did you?
Alive. Yeah. Sydney and I were like,
oh, it was so bad.
Van, like, itching. We were like, can you please stop and get cortisone, please? Like,
right.
eaten alive. Totally worth it. But I was thinking about you the whole time. I was like, honestly, thank God she didn't go. Like, well,
and then you
so
guys did like, what is it? Zip lining. Yeah. There's no way I would have been able to put a harness on.
No. No.
And hang?
Absolutely not.
No.
No.
You guys were like upside down. There's a picture of Josh upside down.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I would have just been bumming out the whole time. Like, I was like, oh, the cenotes will feel good though. It'll be cooling and it's so fresh. But like everything else would have sucked. Like, even sitting in the car, I would have been uncomfortable. Like, I could barely move. So,
dude,
I just like took some sleeping pills in the morning. Like, I took some of the some Unisom and I put like a bunch of hydrocortisone cream, lined the fan up on my butt. And I woke up 4 hours later and it was like, fine. I was healed.
Ugh.
I was fine by that night. I was back in action.
You were. Yeah.
Yeah. By the time you guys were home, I was like, yeah, ready to party.
All right. That was insane. All because of fucking Club Crab.
But Club Crab was iconic.
You remember I was trying to like go get my bathing suit on because I wanted to be a part of Club Crab. But then I literally was running up the stairs. Concrete stairs. And then I'm coming down them because I'm like trying not to miss Club Crab. And I eat shit going down these concrete stairs. Oh my goodness.
It was worse. Awful. Like, thank God you didn't like smack your head, dude.
Oh, yeah. I literally have like my still have scrapes and like cuts all over my legs.
You didn't get like a concussion or something. Seriously. Though, because it's like a concrete stairwell.
I mean, like, my body got pretty messed up.
Yeah, you did.
You came back, you're like, I just fell on the stage, you're limping. Like, I was where's like,
where's your first aid kit, Kendall?
I was like, I was trying to be cool, but I was done. I was like, oh my gosh.
Oh, I can't do it.
Well, thankfully you made it to the cenotes the next day and we weren't like both at home. I'm just glad you guys got to experience it. At least I've done it before and I was like, it's okay.
I know. I would have loved to experience it with you. And I felt bad. We took a group picture and Cindy and I were like, we could Photoshop Kendall in. I'm just like, yeah.
I'm kind of glad I just didn't go because I feel like it would have been
too much.
Yeah, it would have been too much. I would have like had an autoimmune immune crash.
Probably.
I really needed a nap. Yeah. And I got a good nap while you guys were gone. And I was like ready to go when you got back.
Ow.
But, yeah. That hurt.
That hurt. Jesus. Oh, then that same night, John totally ate shit too.
He did?
Yeah.
I don't even remember that.
So you smack yourself on the stairs. Then we're all cleaning up. And this is after John's like, more shots. And we're like, excuse you, bro.
It was like already 12:30.
I'm like, you need to settle down. He's like, I'm going to knock out this bottle of the rest of this Tito's. I was like, okay, whatever. So live your best life. Yeah, we sound so fucking
like 12:30, you're trying to do shots? God, that sounds really old.
It was later than 12:30. Okay.
No, it wasn't. It was definitely like 11:58.
No, it wasn't.
But we had to get up at like 7:30. Yeah, we had
to get up the next for the day.
That's right. That's right.
But anyways, he comes in and he's holding this bottle of Tito's and all of a sudden he just goes, his feet just go flying out from under him and he just like falls completely on his back, concrete floor. And
I'm like,
you were gone by then. Saves the bottle of Tito's though and doesn't hit his head. And I was like, really, Johnny? He was like, what the hell? He's like,
we're such a mess.
He held up the alcohol to make sure it didn't break.
Yeah, it didn't break though. Honestly, that's a major party win. Good job, John. He's always going hard.
Oh, God. It was a lot of fun.
It really was. It was. It definitely like refreshed me. I felt good coming back and excited to film. And like the last episode of Mile Higher felt so good and natural and was like, yeah, you weren't there for you were sick.
I heard,
Curly was there. It was good.
Yeah.
It was a really good like mental break.
Yeah.
Where I, like, I think that's the biggest thing with especially doing a creative job and something is like dark. It's true crime, which I love and I'm fascinated by it, but it obviously affects you at some point. Like, you have to take a break. So I feel like it's the best way to avoid burnout to just like take some time and get out of your world, you know, like literally anywhere, like driving, like an hour away from where you live at least and remembering how the world's bigger than your little bubble.
Totally.
It's so good.
And I feel for the brain. I just kept feeling like so grateful like that we even have this opportunity that
me too.
As friends could all go and
that we were all vaccinated.
And I was just this beautiful place we stayed at. I just was feeling like overwhelmingly grateful for my life, my job. Like, I can't believe I was like, God, I get to come home and film podcasts. Like,
I know.
I'm just so grateful. It just really like kicked that up a notch even more of like,
I live
such a blessed life and I don't want that to like be unseen. Like, we both know how lucky we are to be able to have done that.
And
you know?
We love our jobs too. Yes. Like, it just like reiterated it, you know? I literally missed it. I was so ready to get back.
I was like so excited to film the sesh afterwards. Mm-hmm. I was like, God, the week off felt so weird, you guys. Like,
it did.
I'm just really grateful. So yeah, it was too. Awesome.
It was really fun. Thanks for being cool about us having some time off. It was really good for us.
Thank you very much.
What else?
Let's see. I got burned. We have
things we needed to talk about. Oh yeah, the internet.
Oh God,
I'm too tired. My brain's like so burnt out.
Here's the thing,
Abby Hannah's.
It's like every single day there's something new, and I'm confused as to why we need to air out all of our drama online. Like, why does everyone feel the need to just
stuff.
Everything online? And I understand. I'm not like. I know that some people have to come forward.
Like Jessie.
Like,
she needed to do what she needed to do.
She needed, like, and you got to stick up for yourself. But it's, like, a lot, like, the frenemies thing's blowing my mind of, like.
Yeah. It's, like, sad, especially because we have such a great, like, crew and good situation. And
yeah. I know.
I feel bad that their crew has to go through that. I feel, like, most bad for them that they have to, like, be.
Totally.
You know.
It sucks. And when you're, but they're, I'm, like, why are you guys all making it public? So it's, everything's so public. But,
I know. Gosh. We've always been great. Like, yeah, we've never we've had an
a lot
issue.
Of luck. Yeah. We've, this is it comes our easy. Third year working together, you and I.
And it's been great. But maybe we need to make some drama to like,
we should,
you know,
start some
capitalize
shit?
On this.
Okay, let's do it. Start some
start
beef.
Some shit. Start some shit.
Are yeah, make, we are really lucky.
Janelle is leaving the sesh.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. You can post a video on your own YouTube channel and debut
it. I'll just
it.
Make my own. I'll go
and
on Instagram
then just start
live.
Ranting. It's honestly so exhausting though. Like, oh yeah, we did watch the Logan Paul fight though. That was kind of fun.
Talk about a little drama.
Yeah, we ended up like buying it too.
Yeah, we did. We watched it together.
It's like $50. They knocked the price down a lot and Josh didn't want to go out, so I was like, fine.
It was really anticlimactic, honestly.
It was horrible. Bored. It was so boring. We all watched
it.
Most
anticlimactic fight I've ever seen.
Boring.
The worst.
So terrible. Like,
it was a sleep fest.
I feel like everyone feels it's rigged. I haven't really seen anyone.
I just like it
argue
has to be
that.
Rigged.
It seems like I mean, obviously, I don't know shit,
right?
But did you see that Floyd Mayweather literally tweeted out something along the lines of, "I'm just going off my head here, but like I legally robbed a bank, basically, like pretty much admitting that it was rigged."
Floyd Money Mayweather, right? Yeah. Like that's what he's known for. I'm like, of course he would. Like he's.
I bet Logan was like, "I'll give you my earnings too." Like, it'll be purely publicity for me, but you'll get double the money.
I could totally
something,
see him
and
doing that.
Just go easy
you
on
don't
me.
Have
let
to
me
lose.
Last 8 rounds.
Just let me last 8 rounds.
I couldn't believe it. I was so ready to watch him get his ass kicked. I was, like, pumped all day. But, I was on our live stream, like, absolutely lit. And then that just disappointment after disappointment. Like, God,
on your live stream? You mean on
our Google chat?
We were, like, Google chatting together.
Oh, yeah. We didn't live stream it. I'd be in jail.
But, I thought that was, like, me. That's what was fun about it. Honestly, like the fight was so boring that I really enjoyed.
I know. At least we all got to do a Google chat.
I know we got to hang out. That was fun because I was sick and we were like, no, we can't all hang out together. So
well, maybe we'll do that this weekend because, the day that this episode goes up is the like Bryce Hall versus McBroom thing.
Oh, dear God.
I mean, maybe that'll be a real fight though. Like maybe they'll actually
I want
beat
them
the
to
shit
like
out of
fucking
each other.
Beat the shit out of each other.
Me too. Like, let's see some action.
Yeah, let's see it. It was insane watching how much bigger Logan was than Floyd.
Oh, I know.
Like,
it was weird. He looked huge out there.
Huge.
Yeah, it
huge.
Was crazy.
I guess they would never actually fight each other in a real fight because it's literally like two. The size difference is too much. Like,
oh, no, they would never. They're not in the same weight class. Yeah, fight. And that's why it was an exhibition. There was no winner, which was so lame. That was like announced like a couple days before.
No judge. No, nothing. Yep. But everyone was like, all the experts were like, if it was a real fight, it was clear that Floyd won because he had more punches. I don't know what I literally don't know anything about this, so I'll shut my mouth there.
There was one clip that went around pretty viral where it looks like he knocked Logan out a little bit, but then like goes and holds him up and like basically holds him like a baby.
He looks like he's going limp. We can't put it on here because it keeps getting taken down. I'm not about to have our episode.
Well, there's a few times that he like, because I like, I don't know, like not that I'm into fighting at all, but like I kind of like MMA
watched
and stuff.
It before?
Yeah, I've watched like other fights before. And you can literally see where he like, he does like go unconscious a few times. Me and Adam were talking about this when we're watching it. He's like, no, he's like, he literally goes limp, like at least 3 or 4 times.
And like falls into Floyd's arms.
Right. Yeah.
And Floyd's like, oh, no shit.
He's like, oh, that'll like void our deal. If he gets knocked out, I won't get all his earnings or something.
They need to last all 8 rounds.
Completely speculative, by the way, just for legal reasons.
Yeah, seriously.
I think at the very beginning too, I think the announcer said that knockouts were not allowed.
Yeah, they did say that.
Yeah, right? Because it was an exhibition. So what happens?
Are you like disqualified?
You're exed out.
I don't know. What do they call it?
Disqualified.
Disqualified. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Don't ask me. I don't know anything about this.
Yeah, we really don't.
Like, literally, I don't know anything about the fight. This was the first fight I ever watched in my life. Not
I think
kidding.
It was. No, I've seen McGregor and I've seen a couple of popular ones. When Josh is watching it, I'll peep it for a sec, you know? But I'm not that into it.
It's pretty bored. Not gonna
lie. I was pretty bored. It was very boring. The most entertaining part was like watching them walk out to their little songs.
Yeah. Also, why did they like brought Logan out and made this big deal of like, and here's Migos for the next 30 minutes. Like,
oh, yeah. Even the Migos guys looked like they were like, okay. Like where? Go, fucking go. Like, what is going on? They like looked like they didn't even know what to do at some point.
And then how Logan picked that song from The Great Showman.
Yeah.
Which is a musical.
And he was wearing a Charizard Pokemon card.
Which, on did you know that thing is worth like $300,000-$400,000? That card that he wears?
Really? Yeah. The Charizard?
It's like basically wearing a medallion around.
Jesus.
Yeah. Life is crazy right now. Walking out to a TikTok song. And then how he waited, the dude's like, okay, you can go, Logan. You can go. And then he waited until they like, from now on. And he's like, okay, now I can go. It was like so. Dude, he looked so stupid. And then Floyd came out and he looked like he didn't even give a shit.
No.
Like he was like, I'm literally here for a check.
Absolutely. And but it was crazy seeing how exhausted Logan was getting. Like Floyd looked like he did from start to finish the same. Like he was like ready to keep going for eight more rounds.
He was ready to fight after that fight.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
He still
it was
had
like
it
a nice
him.
Little warm up
Logan
for
looked
him.
Like he was about to like drop dead. He was like sweating and like, and his little coach was like, come on, buddy, you got this. Like stay alive. Stay alive.
Well, his face was bleeding at one point. Like he got fucked up.
Yeah, he did. Oh, I can't even imagine fighting Floyd Mayweather. God.
No. Maybe you and I should do a fight. Holy shit.
Did you hear Gabby Hanna might fight Tana Mojo?
I would love to see that.
Spicy. I would love to see it too.
I want to see some girls fight.
Yeah. Why not? If this is going to be a thing now, we might as well get some nice girl fights too. Everybody.
Maybe
in this
you and
internet
I should throw
fighting.
Down it one day.
I agree. I'll fight you.
Great.
Oh my God. I'd beat your ass. I can't even imagine. God, I would feel horrible.
Excuse me? I'm stronger than I look. Thank you very much.
Actually, you are. I will give you credit. You are stronger than you look.
I am stronger.
Have we ever physically fought in our childhood? Like, did I ever hit you?
No. Actually, one time
me and my sister hit each other.
We were mad at each other, and you literally went to your mom and lied that I bit your mosquito bites. And I was like, what? And your mom came up to me and she was like, why are you biting Kendall's mosquito bites? And I was like, I literally was like, what are you talking about?
Funny because my sister used to do that to me and that would piss me off. She would always go to my parents like, and say, Kendall bit me, or she'd like bite herself and have a bite mark and be like, look. And then I went and did it to you.
I was like,
I don't even remember that. Yeah,
I was Green Hill. I was like,
wow. I'm glad I never smacked you because me and Annalie would definitely.
Yeah, you guys would brawl.
Me
huh?
and my friend Kristen would like brawl too, like really? Physically fight. Yeah.
You and Kristen would fight.
I don't even know over what.
Damn.
Stuffed animals. I don't know. Beanie Babies.
No, I didn't Barbies. Really. I don't think I've ever. Me and my brother would sometimes throw down a little bit, but not really.
Oh, me and my sister went hard.
Oh, I know. I saw you
full
guys
wrestling
fight.
Matches. Our big thing was like covering each other's mouths so we couldn't scream
to
our parents.
That.
We'd like get on each other. And
sometimes one of you would just like walk by the other and just like smack the other one on the head. And then the other one starts screaming. And I'd be sitting there like, what the fuck
me
is
and
this
Me and Annalie
shit?
Were always at war. It's
you
so
guys were
sad.
Always at war.
And then I was like watching the videos of our, you know, our parents as siblings. And they're like kissing each other and being all cute. And I was like, I don't think Annalie and I ever did that. And like now we're really close. But growing up, we were always like at each other's throats all times.
Me and my brother fought a lot as kids too. Like I was always envious of like I had this one friend who was like best friends with her younger brother. Like they like got along so well, and I was like, what the fuck?
I know, I've always been jealous of that too, but then I'm like, it's my fault, I'm the older sibling, I need to set the tone.
I definitely instigated most of the shit with my brother because I was like 100%. A jealous older
same
like sibling, and I was pissed off and
I was pissed off.
I know. I remember being like, I've told my brother I wanted him to go live in a tree. Apparently, I don't remember this, but he was like a few weeks old. My mom said that I came up to him one night and I was like, you know, can he go live in a tree? My mom was like, well, how's he going to sleep in there? And I was like, we can give him a blanket if
we'll
he gets
bungee
cold.
Cord him in there.
What the fuck? Stupid.
That's amazing.
God. But yeah, this whole family thing has definitely been a trip to go down memory lane. I strongly suggest
If any of you guys have access to old pictures or videos of home footage, or and you haven't watched in a while, or maybe you've never watched it, you should totally like break it open and
Actually, I'd love to show like a couple clips from the 50s here.
Yeah, this is honestly, I want to like pick a little
section. What section should we do? I have like from 55 to 2016.
I say we do what do you want? After all of the siblings are, so your mom, my dad, and then Gary is the third sibling. He's the oldest.
So like when my mom was born?
Yeah, like do it. And then they're like at the beach looking all perfect. God, our grandparents really lived this.
Like notebook ass life.
Yeah.
It's crazy. They really did.
That's what can, I've never seen the movie because I'm like.
It would fuck you up. Well, because our grandma died of Alzheimer's. Story is like exactly the same.
So I don't need to watch it then. I already have watched it in real life.
There's so many clips of my grandma at the beach where like, it's so cute.
They lived like, God, back then I feel like they always like had to like, okay, here's an example. We won't necessarily show this part. There's parts of the kids coming home from the hospital and our grandma is like, decked, she looks perfect, hair curled, makeup on, heels on, tights, dress.
Yeah, we should show it. It's like a Kate Middleton moment or
it really is.
What's another queen?
Diana. Why isn't it coming to me?
Princess Diana. But how they were expected to come out of the hospital and like be like, perfect. Hi, look at my baby. Our grandma's literally like wearing pearls and like walks her son out.
Excuse me? When I come out of the hospital, I'm going to be rolled out.
Same. I'm not be able to
for
walk.
4 days.
What if your asshole's like ripped?
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to have ice cubes up my kahuni. Like, are you kidding me? This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know what gave her the strength to do this, but she looks perfect. And then she even opens the car door and like lets herself out and is like holding the baby, shuts the car. She's like, she was such a badass.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, here's where my mom was born. She actually had a nurse walk her out.
Oh, yeah, this part's great.
So when she brought my mom home from the hospital, the nurse brought her out for whatever reason. I guess with your third, she's like, whatever. She's like, someone else can carry hold now. Her. But the nurse like brings her over and sets her in. I can't. It's so weird for me to see this baby and think this is my mother that I came out of.
Oh, right.
And now she's going to be a grandma eventually. And
then this is my dad meeting.
Oh, my gosh.
Meeting your mom for the first time. I've watched this like 10 times now, but the first 5 times I watched it, both Kendall and I were like sobbing.
Yeah, because they're really close.
They're very close now.
Very cute to see this. And this is so rare. Like not many people had a video camera at this time, and obviously there's no sound, so they would just kind of like stand around and pose and do all this awkward shit, but like it's so special to just see it moving.
Yes,
you know how people have old photos and then there's that TikTok filter that can like, or I think it's an app actually that can kind of bring the photo to life and make it move, and that's like so rare for some people. Like my other side of the family, my grandma has maybe 2 pictures of her childhood. Like I definitely haven't seen her as a baby or like when my dad was born.
Right.
Or
no, definitely.
He didn't have a video camera his whole childhood. So to see all these videos of them, and I had never seen any of this before yesterday.
Oh, really?
I've seen like bits maybe, and pieces. Yeah, like a little bit, like her in her little tennis outfit. Sure. But sitting down and like editing this yesterday was so emotional. I just got so inspired. And once you had the music in, lyrics are killing me. And I'm like, my gosh, I cried so much last night. I cried so much.
It's insane to think about
them dressed as Raggedy Ann and Andy.
They like built this life. And now here we are sitting here together.
I know.
Like you and I are best friends because of them.
All because of them.
Because our parents decided to, my dad decided to move to Denver after you guys were here. Mm-hmm.
To be close with my mom. And yeah, I know we were incredibly lucky.
So lucky.
And just like for them to still be married at the end of their life is so rare. And like, I'm honestly jealous of my parents or of my mom that she gets to like still see these clips of her parents and not get sad, because both of us have divorced parents and like watching any clips of them just is always sad. Like so for them to like have this perfect life, and even though the end of their life was so hard and like devastating on all of us, it's just like.
But they lived like the most beautiful, like their love story, you guys, was like unbelievable.
It really
like,
was.
They
met in seventh grade.
My grandpa sat behind my grandma and used to take her little pigtail braids and dip them in his little inkwell as like, you know, a stupid boy flirting with a girl in seventh grade.
And then like,
and it would drive her crazy. And she would always like, she would journal about what he'd be like, hi, today's April 8th, 19, whatever. And Alan came to school wearing this you know, pants yeah. and this colored shirt. And
she documented like, what he wore like every day for a year to school at the top of her journal page, like instead of a date or like maybe along with it. It was kind of like a starter. Cute. Alan wore this.
And then they dated for a long time. They broke up a little bit when he was in college. And then
her dad died suddenly. So she had to drop out of school and he ended up moving back to be with her came back and really helped their family. And
they may not have
been together if her dad didn't die, which is interesting.
It's really interesting to think about.
It's crazy how it all shakes out and like seeing it all play. I mean, it just makes you want to slow down and enjoy the moment more because life moves really, really, really fast. And like the older you get, the more you realize that. And Josh and I were talking about this the other night, like, how are we going to make our kids appreciate their lives while they're a kid? Because they always say youth is wasted on the young and what is it?
No idea.
What is the thing?
I don't know.
The young is wasted on the youth. Life is wasted on the youth or something like that. Anyway, basically the young people don't understand how precious their life is until you're old. And I feel like that, like I missed out on so many moments, even watching like clips of me with my grandma. I'm like, why aren't you listening to her? Pay attention. Right. Watch your grandpa whistle. Like, why are you walking around being a dumbass?
Totally.
You know?
But I feel like it's almost like we can't blame ourselves for that because you just don't know as kids.
No, you can't even, your brain's not even developed enough to really process what that means or to understand time.
Right. And no one does. I was talking to my mom about it a few months back and she was like, I feel the exact same way about my grandparents.
Yeah.
Like I wish, but she's like, you know, I didn't care back then. And she's like, unfortunately your grandkids probably won't care about you when they're younger.
I need to like tell my kids that people are going to die without scaring them. But like, if I was told that, I would be freaking out.
Totally.
Like, how are we going to like emphasize this to them and make them appreciate their life without freaking them out?
A part of it is like you physically can't understand it until you get older because like, think about it. When you're young, because you only have been on this earth for so many years that let's say 2 years to you sounds like an eternity.
Yeah.
2 years to me now is like, next month.
Right. It really is like one school like year felt so long. Right. Like, fifth grade. Like exactly. Forever.
Right.
Yeah.
So now it's like, that's why I totally understand what people say is when you get older, time goes by faster. And it's literally just going by faster and faster and faster and faster. Mm-hmm. It's blowing my mind.
I know. It's freaking me out.
When we were taking those pictures in Mexico, I kept being like, for Instagram. And then for a second I was like, fuck Instagram. It's for my kids, for our grandkids. So that when they're making shit like this, when we've passed...
Yeah, that we have stuff.
It's like...
I know. I feel like I've taken so many photos over the years with Instagram in mind, totally. Too. Like, especially with it being my job.
Right.
Just like, it's like always so much pressure. And then I'm like, pictures are like useless for me unless they're for Instagram.
Which
like,
what so the fuck? Sad.
I need to completely reimagine the way I capture things for my life. It should be for me and my family, not for the world.
Totally.
Yeah. This working on this was definitely a reminder of live your life for you and like not worry about what's going on online because it's so easy to get wrapped up in the drama of everything or just like sucked in by that toxicity
or in your own what's happening in your
or comparing other people's life so much that you like end up just missing yours because you're like
or you're
thinking it's not good enough.
I'll be happy when this I'm guilty of that too. Like I'm constantly like when this and then I just got to get through this because then I can get this and it's like I need to stop and like be present of what the fuck is going on right now. And this was like a really good reminder of, dude, 10 years from now, you're gonna look back and be like, holy shit, I wish I was more present in my 20s or whatever it is. Like,
I know.
I wish I like was more present as a kid and looking back. I seeing those pictures and videos, I was like, God, I was so like,
I
had no conceptualization of like, hey, your grandparents are not gonna be
I just like thought
this.
They'd always be there and like stay the way they are. And
Yeah,
even seeing old clips of your parents is really hard. It definitely makes you want to live in the moment more, which can be one of the hardest things I find with anxiety too. One of the things I struggle with the most is just like to enjoy where I'm at and relax. Like even in Mexico, Josh brought me to a day spa for our anniversary. And during the massage, I was like thinking about my video schedule and like could not calm down. My heart was like racing. My anxiety was so bad. And then we're like in this pool afterwards and Josh was so relaxed, like just chilling and I'm sitting there like, okay, we got to get back. I'm feeling like really anxious. I'm feeling really anxious. And he's like, why? And I'm like, I literally don't know. There's nothing set me off today. I didn't see anything on the internet that upset me. I have no reason to feel like this. I just literally have anxiety and I feel this like panicked need to move everything fast. Like our dinners, I'd be like, okay, we need to get back to the room because I need to like do this. And I want enough time and I want to sleep enough. And I'm like always moving to the next thing.
Yeah.
I can never enjoy like where I'm at in this moment. And I need to work on that. Yeah. I feel like my life is just,
it's like flying by.
Yeah.
I seriously, like,
this is depressing.
It is, but I feel like it's sad. But it's also like so relatable, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Like everyone, you guys, I'm sure like can totally relate to this idea of like life's just flying by. And sometimes you'll see things or hear a song or like see a picture and you're like, whoa, and it brings you back to that spot. And you're like, holy shit, like so much has changed. But then yeah. It's like nothing has changed at the same time.
I know.
It's so bizarre.
Well, like day by day, nothing feels different. But then you look back and
everything's different.
Like I was just going through like old high school pictures recently. And it's I can understand where it's like, I really wish I had taken more pictures and I had like captured way more from like my high school mm-hmm. years. Because yeah. going back, I also have other problems. But
like, don't we all?
But like, I really wish I had like captured way more of my high school, because it's like, I didn't mm-hmm. do much in high school anyway, but like, it would have been nice to like, see like how I grew up and stuff. So it's like seeing like you guys in like your old family pictures and stuff. And like, I'm sure you guys like also have like more like mm-hmm. you just, like grew up with like that, like your grandparents were always filming you guys.
Yeah.
Like with me, I don't know, like my parents never really did. So I need to remind myself that I need to start taking pictures, because like I'll go through like my photos, like even in the last couple years, and there's nothing. Like it's literally a picture of a fucking tree.
Sure. And like tons of pictures of Athena.
Exactly. So it's like, I need to focus on myself and like where I'm at in life, because it's how are people going to see me when I'm not here to tell my story?
Exactly.
Totally.
So like, and we live in the age of documentation.
Exactly. Right. And, like literally our phones, like all of our phones have cameras. I know. So like, it's so much more accessible now to take a picture of everything.
Everything.
And we don't take advantage of that. And it's like, because we have like this like lens of social media and everything is perfect for social media.
Yep.
But like your grandparents didn't think that. And their their documented life came out beautifully.
Beautiful.
Like more, it was really like a movie.
It really was. It's making me want to like, now that we have like family get togethers, like this family reunion coming up,
we
I want to like
film shit.
I want to like put my phone down and literally like take home videos, not to fucking post, not for a vlog.
I should bring one of the cameras from the studio and like, I wanna, like set have up a camcorder
and just like,
watch
us live our lives, candid moments of people. And like, that's what fucking matters.
I almost don't want to use my phone to capture photos and video anymore. Like I want to have a separate, a like
specific thing,
especially when I have kids, so that I'm like recording long videos. Not so it's like a seven second clip here and a picture here and like 18 selfies of them doing this. And then it's just lost on your camera roll.
Right.
And do you ever get to the point where you're like, your camera roll is just so overwhelming that you don't even know what the fuck's on there. And I have like a million screenshots pictures and like, and now it's too daunting to go through it all. So I don't even know what I have on there.
I know. I almost need to like designate like a cloud space for it and just like constantly upload or something. Cause like,
but I hate that. Josh and I were talking about this. I was like, I want to have like a cute organized DVD thing on our shelf one day of our kids, and they can be like, oh, my first birthday, my third birthday, and like pull it out and put it in the DVD player. And Josh was like, what are you talking about?
What DVDs, are you talking about DVDs?
We're going to have a hard drive or something.
Yeah. And even, when our kids are, you know, our age and shit, hard drives are going to be a thing of the past.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, our parents like, stored us up on a hard drive.
What is this weird box we're going to do? I guess it holds everything.
Why isn't it in our cloud? And that's not cute to display like your family videos. Like, here's our family hard drive. Let's put it on the shelf. Like, maybe we can all put our fingerprints on it or something. It's so stupid. I hate it. Sometimes I wish I could like raise my kids in the age that I grew up in. Like,
totally.
Maybe before, even before then, like before the internet.
Well, like even having photo albums, you know what I mean? Like, who do you guys have a photo album of like last 10
years? No, I just bought one on Amazon like 2 days ago because I felt bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I have one, but there's nothing in it. And it's on my coffee table sitting there empty.
And it probably will continue to sit there.
Probably.
Because I've done that too.
I haven't even printed our wedding photos, dude. Not a single one. It's been 5 years. I haven't even changed my last name.
I know.
I need to get my shit together.
Wow, this episode is really uplifting. Like, I hope everyone feels really good after this.
But at the same time... It has made me so grateful for this cool life we have. And and the fact that we are still young and that it's not too late. Like, we are in many ways, we're just starting our life. Like, there's a lot of wonderful things to look forward to. And, you know, being more self-aware and just in the moment, you know, the more we can practice that, the better.
Yeah. At least we're not realizing it 10 years from now. I get it.
You know.
Yeah, nice uplifting note there.
Thank you. I wanted to end on a positive.
But on a good note, we are working on our studio design right now for the sesh. And it's so cool, guys. It is so cool. And Mile High Rise set's amazing. Lights Out set is going to be amazing.
I'm telling you.
Real good.
I'm freaking the fuck out. Now that we're finally like picking pieces and seeing what it looks like.
It's gonna be such better vibes.
So excited to show you guys. Holy shit. It's
yeah, maybe amazing. The studio won't be haunted.
Oh, that's the other thing, you guys. I seriously think the studio is haunted.
Like, I think a lot of people think that after last week.
Now I'm gonna go with the fact that it's our grandparents trolling us, and it's like a good, because I've never had bad energy. Yeah. Like I've always felt, I don't like feel weird in here.
Yeah, we were kind of talking about how, you know, how the boo thing goes off on the soundboard every time we spill a drink. Our grandpa totally would not have liked spills.
He would not have liked that. I could hear him now and be like, simmer down. Whoa.
Yeah.
Simmer down.
He did not like chaos in any way.
No.
So I think maybe he's pressing the boo. I'd like to think that. Shout I'm going to go
you,
with that.
Grammy and Grandy, if you guys
and
are
not
here,
a random demon.
Yeah. not a demon that from Lights Out. We yeah. love that.
Thanks
okay.
so much.
All right. Well, thank
yeah, we're
going to
be in our new space soon. It's going to be coming up.
It's coming up.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
It's going to be upset.
Everything's crazy right now because of the pandemic as far as ordering. We're ordering a lot of custom furniture and stuff that like works perfectly for our camera angles and stuff. And it's like all delayed. So
it is delayed, but eventually it'll come. Hopefully by like the fall at the latest, but it'll be so worth it. We want to take as much time as we need to do it right. We want to do it right.
Yeah, that's I completely agree. But we're really looking forward to future episodes and having guests on and doing a lot of things. We have so many things planned.
We do.
So that's going to be it for us this week, guys. We will see you on the next sesh. But until then,
keep it fresh.